Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a new report from Senator John Ossoff alleges mistreatment in ICE facilities around the country. Tomorrow begins open enrollment for Affordable Care Act plans, and grassroots efforts are popping up aimed at helping people likely to go hungry.
No child should go hungry. It's devastating what is happening.
Today is Friday, October 31st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Today could be the end of food benefits for close to 1.5 million Georgia residents for some time. That is despite a decision by the courts that the Trump administration must release contingency funds to keep the supplemental nutrition program up and running during the government shutdown. Even with the decision, funds could be slow in coming. The case also could be appealed. Meanwhile, grassroots efforts are popping up aimed at helping people likely to go hungry. In Macon, Elizabeth Bacon spent part of the morning stocking a cart in the grocery store bread aisle as part of a food drive.
You know, some lady stopped me and she said, "Oh, are you having a party?" And I started tearing up, and she just looked at me. She said, "No child should go hungry." And I was, you know, I told her, I said, "Absolutely. It's devastating what is happening, you know, throughout the nation."
Governor Brian Kemp has so far remained firm in saying the state will not spend its money to address the pause in SNAP benefits. A new report from the office of Senator John Ossoff details alleged mistreatment in ICE facilities around the country. More than a quarter of the 85 cases examined happened in Georgia's immigration detention centers, the third highest rate out of all the states in the study. Ossoff says that while the American people demand secure borders, detainees must be treated humanely.
Where anybody is being denied necessary medical care or necessary nutrition, that should concern us all.
The report details some of the conditions detainees are facing, including medical neglect and inadequate or unsanitary food and water. GPB News has reached out to ICE for comment. Students at Johns Creek High School were formally invited to perform in the 2027 London New Year's Day Parade. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports organizers flew across the ocean to formally invite them earlier this week in the high school's auditorium.
The Johns Creek High School Marching Band isn't new to prestigious venues. The group performed at the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade in 2024, but this will be their largest audience yet, with nearly 500,000 people expected to watch the parade in person. Band director Brian Daniels says they're already fundraising to bring as many students as possible.
We're hoping we can get upwards of 60 marching band students participate with us. And then, of course, their families will travel with us. I know several band families are planning on making it their winter vacation with the whole family, and so we really look forward to traveling with everybody in the whole Johns Creek community.
The band will have extra rehearsals starting next summer to prepare for the parade January 1st, 2027. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The Georgia Board of Natural Resources has rejected a petition aimed at protecting diamondback terrapins from crab nets. The petition called for the use of devices called bycatch reduction devices in areas where the terrapins are found. Without them, petitioners claim the terrapins can become trapped in crab pots and suffocate. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources did call for more terrapin population monitoring and a study of the potential economic impact of bycatch devices on commercial crabbing. Open enrollment for Affordable Care Act health care plans starts tomorrow. That's the month-long period when shoppers can sign up for a new Marketplace plan or adjust their coverage on Georgia Access. Coverage will start in January. Congress hasn't decided whether they'll let expire the subsidies that save some people hundreds on their monthly premiums, so Georgians might still see those tax credits reflected in their plan's estimate. But health care plans will be more expensive anyway. Insurer filings this year included increases to plan costs of around 20%. There could also be changes to out-of-pocket maximums, and some plans could have added copays. The vacation rental platform Airbnb says it's deploying advanced technology to prevent destructive Halloween parties. The company says it uses machine learning to prevent what it calls potentially higher risk bookings of entire home listings. Last Halloween, these defenses deterred approximately 38,000 people in the U.S. from booking, including 970 in Atlanta. That's according to Airbnb. The company is also reminding people to only book rental accommodations for themselves and not for third parties.
a toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans of the Savannah Bananas have until midnight tonight to enter the ticket lottery for the 2026 season. The highly sought-after tickets from the Bananas' official website start at $35. The team says once entries are submitted and verified, you'll be eligible for the random drawing to purchase tickets in your selected city. Joining the list does not guarantee the chance to buy tickets. The Savannah Bananas will be joined by 5 teams in a new league next year. The league has scheduled appearances in 75 stadiums in 45 states, including Atlanta's Truist Park. And daylight saving time ends this weekend. The clocks will go back 1 hour at 2 a.m. Sunday to mark the return of standard time and more daylight in the mornings. And that is a wrap on this Halloween edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, check out our website, gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We will be back with you on Monday. And if you've got feedback, send it our way by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend.